Well, we have guests for a community conversation this morning. I'm going to bring in Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. And Michelle, I'll let you introduce our other person.
Yeah, hi. Rick, thanks for having us on again on this, you know, kind of cloudy Thursday. But it felt really nice when I was out watering my plants. Anyway, let's bring in Sheldon. And Sheldon, why don't you start by telling the listeners what your title currently is at the Volunteer Center and a little bit about how you got there.
Yeah, good morning. So my title is I'm part of the community engagement team, and I've officially been an employee for about 2 months, but I've definitely been active in the hub since moving here. So about a year ago or a year and a half ago, I moved from Colorado. And when my husband and I were looking to purchase a house and where we were going to settle down, a sense of community was really important for me. I think I had that higher on my priority list than a dishwasher or a garage. But it was really important to me to find community. And so we found that at the hub, first as a guest going in and getting coffee and breakfast, or I'd pick up my lunch. And then once we could volunteer kind of post-COVID or as things were opening up during all of that, my husband and I started volunteering at the hub, which is a part of the Volunteer Center. And we volunteered on Sundays, and we just felt like we'd volunteer on Sundays to kind of put us in the right spot to get through the work week, you know? It just always put us, it made us feel good, and we'd always leave with feeling stronger. And, it just goes back to that sense of community. And then eventually I was fortunate enough to become an employee of the Volunteer Center, and that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, so why don't we talk to the listeners a little bit about the types of projects you're working on for the Volunteer Center?
Absolutely. We've got tons of stuff going on. So we've got Camp Superhero, which is a 9-week camp series from June until August. And that is for, you know, kiddos who are going into 5th grade through 8th grade, come and, you know, do a volunteer project throughout the day. And then we have teen leaders as well who are in high school just to help us out through that. So we've got registration for that open. We're going to be kicking off a teen leadership Do Good You program this fall and into winter of 2022. And that's really going to be a place for teens to discover, you know, who they are and their leadership skills through different volunteering opportunities in the community. We are also kicking off our Power Hour project, so once a month doing some type of project at the Volunteer Center or the Hub. In June, we're going to do a coffee and create outside right by the trail. So we'll have, you know, individuals or couples or families. We're asking for donations, and then they will make a canvas for our community mosaics project, and we'll have like an artist there with stencils and paints and materials and everything we need to make them look neat. And we're also, you know, rolling out our Do Good bus. It's been packed away while we were figuring out everything with COVID, but now that things are kind of opening up again, we're bringing that back out, and we're definitely looking for drivers. Lots of drivers for our Do Good bus.
Now, is that bus big enough that you need to have a CDL or a bus driver license for it, or can you use just a regular driver's license?
Great question. You do have a CDL. I'm not familiar with all of that terminology, but you do have to be able to drive a bus. We are right now as well to like one person or one family group per seat, just to try to give some extra space in there as well.
Sure. All right. Well,
yeah, so I believe to drive the Duga bus, there's like, and somebody will know this better than I do, but I believe there's like 2 tiers of CDL, and there's like a special license for driving school bus. You do not need that one. You just need like bus license.
This is what they used to call a chauffeur's license, I think.
I I think you're right about that, Rick. But you know, we know the right people to get that information. So if you are interested in driving the Do Good bus, we will make sure that you have the proper licensing for driving the bus.
All right, that sounds good. It'll be good to see it back out on the streets again.
I know, it's so exciting. And that is honestly, well, we missed the Do Good bus because it was really a way of engaging, you know, people like Sheldon who are new to the community or other people who are new to volunteerism who just aren't sure how to get their feet wet. That Do Good bus helps people learn more about the opportunities to volunteer within Washington County. It gets you out doing things you might not have expected yourself doing. So it's really an amazing tool that we're excited to get back out on the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, where do you want to go from here, Michelle? Should we talk about Champions of Change, and then we'll talk about some exciting building project news?
Absolutely. So I'll just quickly highlight Champions of Change. You know, we had to take the year off last year because we just didn't feel comfortable gathering with a large group of people. We're feeling more comfortable about that this year, but we also are creating a hybrid event where if you're not comfortable being in a room with a large group, you can view this event virtually as well. So it's going to be an event like no other. We've never done a Champions of Change like this. Think Johnny Carson, think the Tonight Show, think Variety Show. That's what you're going to see the night of Champions of Change. But more importantly, you're going to see amazing stories of volunteers in action, inspirational stories. We need your stories first. We need nominations of amazing volunteers doing amazing things. And so nominations are currently open. And, you know, mark your calendars for September 14th. That will be the night of Champions of Change. It will take place at the Bend. And it's really just going to be an amazing evening. And you're going to want to be in that audience.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. And I guess the next big news is we know that that the Volunteer Center purchased the building there on Water Street a while back, and now there's some new and exciting things that have been approved.
Yes, so we did put our plans for the expansion of 303 Water Street to the city, and they were approved. Now, expansion, some people are thinking we're going to increase the building. That's not necessarily what we're expanding. We're expanding the opportunities that that building will create. So an outdoor deck wrapping around the building for outdoor seating. We have that garage door that can open up, so it'll be an in and outdoor space. There's going to be, you know, small event space, very exciting community kitchen that is being put in. This isn't just a restaurant kitchen, because we're, you know, the Hub really isn't a restaurant. We're a coffee shop and we have food, and the kitchen will be really handy for us. But more importantly, it's going to be an amazing space for the community to come together. So fundraisers for nonprofits, you know, celebrity chefs coming in and putting on a show, because this is going to be a showcase kitchen. Also, you know, thank nonprofits who can teach people how to make healthy foods for their families. That's what we're excited about, that community aspect of the space. And we're fundraising for that right now. We are well on our way to our goal, but we do need a little bit of your help. There's lots of opportunities. We're selling T-shirts and coffee, and you can just make a donation and help us reach our goal and make that community space a reality.
All right. That sounds like fun. I'm picturing, I don't know, I'm picturing one of those infomercials with Emerald, you know, kind of the bam there in the kitchen
yeah.
or anything, you know.
I hope we have a lot of bam going on.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun, right?
It would be very fun.
So, Sheldon, what else is going on at the Hub?
Yeah, so, you know, some other things going on at the Hub. We
in June, we're going to be doing actually like a Big Brothers, Big Sisters kind of week-long showcase. And this is kind of those dry runs, practice runs until our expansion project is completed. But like Michelle said, you know, a space to be able to highlight some of our nonprofits. Big Brothers, Big Sisters is going to be coming in for a week and just trying to reach a bigger audience and kind of explaining the process to become a big. They do have quite a long wait list for children or littles that are waiting to be matched. Other things going on in the hub, we're definitely looking for baristas and more volunteers. Our volunteers currently are masked behind the bar. It's a little bit different for guests who are fully vaccinated, but we are anxious to get more bodies into the hub. We're opening it up, and I feel like things are getting warm outside, and we, you know, people love stopping in on farmers market Saturdays, and so we can always use extra bodies.
Speaking of things warming up, I'm thinking that maybe there are some more summery drinks available.
Yeah. So our hub manager and team just switched over to some fun summery drinks. So we did kind of like the four elements. We've got the Good Earth, which has matcha and lavender and vanilla, and it's an oat milk latte. We have the Sea Turtle, which is a blended and personally one of my favorites. It's a salted double chocolate caramel latte. The Honey Bee is a latte made with cinnamon and honey and super yummy when it's cold. We have our Mexican Spice Cold Brew, which is kind of familiar because we already have our Mexican Spice Latte. Now we're just adding it to our rich jet black cold brew. It comes with mocha and cinnamon and spicy cocoa seasoning. And we're introducing our summer smoothie, which we're calling the Island Breeze. It has pineapple concentrate and coconut milk and toasted coconut topping. And on the hot days, I tell you what, it is really nice. I tell myself that I can't mow the lawn until I have an Island Breeze smoothie. Make my husband pay for a smoothie, so I'll mow the lawn.
There you go. So, Michelle, one of the big things, of course, with the hub has been the tip jar, and the totals just continue to roll, and there's a milestone not too far away, I'm thinking.
Oh, you are right. So I'm just going to highlight our May tip jar recipients. We just have a few days left in May, so if you are interested in helping out NAMI, the Tower Heritage Center, Lac La Ronde Conservancy, or Friends of the Kettle Moraine, you know, pop on in and put some money in our tip jar. That money goes to those nonprofits for May. We are over $95,000 that have been donated to our tip jar, and that is our customers, you know, giving their spare change, their spare dollars that will benefit Washington County nonprofits. We're really proud of that, but we're also really proud of the number of hours our volunteers have dedicated to our mission, and that is over 26,000 hours. That's amazing. You know, Sheldon talked a little bit about us looking for more volunteers, and it seems like, well, why would you need more volunteers? Look at all those hours. But the hub, we've seen a huge increase in customers coming in. People are feeling more comfortable being out and about. We're really busy, and we rely on an amazing, dedicated group of volunteers that we would love you to be a part of. So just many hands make light work is what we feel. So think about joining our volunteer team.
All right. And we've got time for a couple of nonprofit highlights, needs for the week. Sheldon, you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. So with all this nice weather, Threshold Incorporated is in need of some landscaping cleanup and is looking for a group to help with overgrown shrubs, dead limbs, and invasive weeds.
You know, the Full Shelf Food Pantry is looking at opening some more hours on Saturday. You know, the world is expanding right now. We're all looking to help and do bigger and better things. And it is also happening at the Full Shelf Food Pantry. They would like to open Saturdays. But to do that, they need volunteers. So if you've ever been interested in helping out at the Full Shelf Food Pantry and you have Saturdays open, now's the time to give them a call.
All right.
Perfect. Interfaith caregivers, same thing. You know, we've got this theme of things are opening up and people need help. So Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County is looking for drivers willing to use their personal vehicles. Their fans are filling up fast with requests. So if you're interested in using your own vehicle for transporting clients to their medical appointments, they're looking for drivers in all areas of Washington County. Mileage reimbursement is available, as well as cleaning supplies, you know, sanitizing wipes, hand sanitizers, masks, all of that good stuff to make sure we still stay safe and clean. If you have any questions, you can give them a call at 262-365-0902, and Claire can set you up on how to assist.
All right. And Michelle, one more?
Yeah, Spotlight Productions. You know, they had to put off their fall musical last year, but they are planning to put on Matilda this fall. And they have an opportunity for people, woodworkers, crafty people who might have some scrap plywood laying around. If you could cut those pieces of scrap plywood into like 2-inch wide to 8-inch tall pieces, going up to 4 inches wide, 14 tall, everything in between. So they're looking like for rectangles. And they will be part of the set for Matilda. I happen to know, like, I work with this group, so I know they're working on building a lot of bookshelves, and those would be the books in those bookshelves. And there's some more opportunities coming also. So if you've ever wanted to be part of a musical, but maybe not so much on stage, this might be a fun opportunity for you to be part of it.
There we go. Well, you know, those are some interesting volunteer opportunities. But I'll bet there's a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities very easily.
There sure is. Volunteernow.net. That is our website for the Volunteer Center. Most of the places that you see the word volunteer, it will be underlined, and those are links that take you to the portal that is filled with those volunteer opportunities. And there's new ones coming every day. It really is picking up, and it's time to get back and help the community.
And again, website, volunteernow.net. Plus, you're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, pretty much any kind of social media out there, right?
Yeah, we are. We're not on the Snapchat, though, Rick. We don't do that.
Well. I'm kidding. That's for the kids, you know.
No, but if the website is not your way of wanting to look for a volunteer opportunity, you can also give us a call at 262-338-8256. We're here to help you navigate that. We all of us in the office are aware of the volunteer opportunities and can talk you through what you enjoy doing, what you might like to learn how to do, and find you an opportunity. Or if you want to head into the office, we're located at 303 Water Street, and that is near downtown West Bend. And you can come in, and we can also walk you through the process in person.